Hello and welcome to another edition of Free Information. I am not Jack Farah, however, I am your host. We are continuing on the month series with the month of March. March. Fed up with February? Well, it's time to move on to March. March had things to do with the Roman god of war, Mars, and March is a time when people plant and sometimes go to war. A lot of things happen in March. Some people might already start to experience spring, and they are called show-offs, because it can still be very cold. You can still get a lot of snow. Even April 2nd, where I currently live, we had some snow, but it's pretty. So there you go. March, you can enjoy a variety of things, as we discussed, because the weather could be different at any time. Perhaps you're enjoying two sports, different things taking place. March Madness. You know, with March Madness, it's college basketball from all these different colleges, and you might experience a sport upset. Right? Why is it called that? Because maybe it's a college that is very small or is never really good, and then they beat the ones that you thought would win. Your bracket, you bet $1 billion on it, and you're like, this is gonna win. And then no, it's a sport upset. It's a phrase. People say this, it's a sport upset. But it's kind of horrible. They complain this is a sport upset, the underdog won. That's what it is. You're upset that the underdog won. I'm sorry? Were you rooting for Drago in Rocky IV? Were you rooting for Goliath when he was against David? Underdog stories are the best. I don't know why it's called a sport upset. It should be a spoiled brat upset. Because you know what? You're spoiled and you're a brat. And you wanted the person that you thought would win. But guess what? Underdogs. Underdog. I mean, there was a whole cartoon. His very name was Underdog, and I think he had all the powers of Superman, but was a dog. So, there you go. You can enjoy such things as underdog sports teams in the month of March. Also, in the month of March, you can enjoy the fact that I don't remember what else I was going to say. And sometimes that happens. You get prepared. You think, I know what I'm going to do. But it just doesn't work out that way. Have I already discussed missing cable? I don't know. But you know what I do want to discuss? Cars. I feel like when the car was introduced, whether it was an infomercial or maybe it was some sort of World's Fair thing, they conveniently forgot to tell everything. They forgot, they just pointed like, hey, look at this thing. It can go. This vehicle, they were just talking about all the glitz and glamoury thing. They're like, it is superior to your horse. We should have asked more questions as a society. Does it run on carrots? No. No, it runs off of gook. Gook in the ground, like dead dinosaurs. You'll probably have to go to wars for this gook to make this thing go. But just every decade or so. Oh, okay, because my horse runs on carrots. It seems a lot easier. It was easier. My horse can go through streams. Can that go through streams? No. You'll have to, kill all the fish in it, drill down there, and then you can go over the stream. Oh, okay. My horse likes, you know, when I park it next to a bush. Then it can eat. No. You'll have to pave paradise and put in a parking lot. Oh. You'll also run over a lot of squirrels and other things when we move around. Is that all? We should have asked the car people. Oh, no. You know horse insurance? Did you say horse insurance? No, we don't know what that is. Well, don't worry. You'll pay that, except car insurance. And you'll do that once a month. Or you can pay once a year. And then humanity would still probably be like, I'll take three of those locomotive horses. It's insulting. It's insulting that we didn't ask more questions, that we weren't calling in and be like, hold up. You know, because my horse, he's happy if I just give it salt. And this thing wants a catalytic converter. Now, I know what you're saying. Well, Mr. Not Jack Vera, I drive an electric vehicle. Well, open your eyes, okay? You're killing the land of Peru. You know what the alternative is? A horse. Because I feel bad for horses. You know what we do to horses now? You know how bad we are? We put horses in a trailer and pull them. And pull them with cars. That's an insult. That poor horse. They used to be the main mode of transportation, and now we're pulling them with a superior mode. That's like going on Amazon and ordering Walmart. Like, when is it going to get here already? Huh? So, yes, thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of Free Information. Once again, I am not Jack Farrow. Next episode, we'll be discussing the next month, which is April. This episode has been brought to you by a brand new parking garage.